This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am far away from the studio as I'm attending a retreat on the beach. So the sound behind me is God's beautiful waves. So today, I'm asking a question. Do you see who God has put on your path? In this series, we're focusing on those things Christ really wants us to remember. First, we know that he wants us to remember him and that he is always there to meet our needs. Second, he wants us to remember each other. And as I think about this, I'm reminded of the story of the Good Samaritan. So we know that there is a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. He is attacked by robbers and is left for dead on the side of the road. Sometime after, a priest saw the beaten man, and rather than rush to the man's aid, the priest chose to ignore him and cross the other side of the street. Now, during this time, there were cleansing rituals, so maybe the priest didn't want to take the extra step of these cleansing rituals and inconvenience himself. There's also a Levite. Now, Levites held a religious and political standing in the community. He saw the man. He, too, chose to ignore him. Unexpectedly, it was the Samaritan who showed this man compassion. He poured oil and wine into his wounds and took him into an inn and paid his lodging fee. He even told the innkeeper that he would pay more if needed. So I'm asking you, who has God put on your path? Who is in need that God really wants you to see them and not ignore them? And as you think about that, remember these words. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. Matthew 25:40. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember those who God has put on your path.